This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish justice officials are targeting contractors allegedly involved in a shoddy and illegal construction after a pair of earthquakes on February 6 collapsed thousands of buildings in southeast Turkey and northern Syria. Rescuers pulled more survivors from the rubble on Sunday, including a pregnant woman and two small children, but the death toll from the quakes has surpassed 33,000. 113 suspects have been detained as Turkey vowed to thoroughly investigate those potentially responsible for the collapse. That as the death toll from the tragedy continues to climb. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting.
This is the moment police detained the developer of one residential complex that collapsed as he prepared to board a plane at Istanbul Airport for Montenegro on Friday evening. The man told prosecutors he didn't know why the complex collapsed and that his Montenegro trip was unrelated. Opponents of Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan have accused his government of not enforcing building regulations and of misspending taxes levied after the last major earthquake to make buildings more quake-resistant. Rescuers were still pulling survivors from rubble in both Turkey and Syria on Sunday, but chances of finding people alive are dwindling.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The United States is ramping up its relief efforts for the region.
The U.S. Agency for International Development pledged more than $85 million in assistance after Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with his Turkish counterpart to ascertain their needs.
That's VOA Cindy Sain reporting. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.